Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, depictions of violence and graphic content. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Whilst at the hearing, Sir Charles was unable to comment on the latest news that the curfew on male members of the public in the Whitechapel area, as of today, has been lifted.
It's good to see you. Great to see you again.
Oh, God. I said, have you seen yourself, love?
What have you come up?
The body of a man brutally murdered in Whitechapel was discovered this morning and declared by senior police officers as a sexually explicit gruesome killing with ruthless bloodlust.
Body count increasing and the telltale sexual brutality is casting a fearful cloud.
Media frenzy as the police deliver their report on the killing of Mark Allen.
She made her presence known on social media as Jackie the Ripper.
Whitechapel in East London is home to not a manhunt, but a womanhunt.
Scotland Yard have refused to comment.
The global scrutiny of Scotland Yard, the main...
World's media have gathered to the site of 29 Hanbury Street, the scene of another brutal murder by Jackie the Ripper.
Are we safe? Are we actually going to be safe?
And you've got this devil woman, quite frankly, going around.
The British police continue their search for Jackie the Ripper.
Jackie la Destripadora está asesinando a hombres y
mujeres. Crazy, it's scary.
I like her. I like her. I think she's got style.
Murder police. Where are they? I've not seen them.
You are watching
Babe Station.
Welcome back. Hope you like my...
God, what time is it?
Oh, who's put this on? Oh, where's the bloody remote?
Is it morning?
It's coming up to 6 a.m. and I'm feeling extra horny this morning.
She said it's 6 a.m.
Can you turn this off, please?
Yeah. Henry, I'm turning off this filth that you put on while I was asleep. The taproom
inquiry enters its... Did you both work through the night?
Yeah. I crashed at around 4. Henry's been at it non-stop. Detective Edmund Reed. Oh, hey, there's Ed. The case for the
med back in August last year. I think he's speaking at the inquiry today.
Was he there? For Tabram?
He investigated the scene, I think.
Detective, Chief Inspector, I've got something else here.
Let's hear it.
These are the call logs of Marcus Tabram. See this number here that your dad has circled?
Wow, that's called him a lot. 6 times in a row here.
6 times in a row, not long before he died.
Yeah, and look, that number goes back through most of the year. He's texted it quite a few times as well.
So it must be a partner.
Judging by the times of some of the calls, yes, 1 a.m. here, 12:20 a.m. there. Some late night messages here as well. Media ones.
Dick pics.
Donna.
What other media is he sending late at night?
You know, pictures of flowers, PDFs of Renaissance poetry, or something.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, there's another here. Starts appearing a few weeks before. This one receives late night phone calls as well.
A new lover?
Sure looks that way.
I'll call the first number, the original girlfriend.
Oh, come on, it's 6 a.m.
So?
Bit early, isn't it?
I'm conducting a police investigation, Freddie.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Right. Here we go.
Ask her some questions about Marcus. Just, you know, play it off as part of the inquiry.
7874, okay. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, this is Chief Inspector...
Chief Inspector Donna Swanson. What happened yesterday, lovely? We were having so much fun in our little race, weren't we?
Jackie.
Hiya. How are you guys doing? Missing you. Oh... I'm going to pop out tonight and grab a few bits. Do you need anything? Cock? Ball or two? How about just the tip?
Listen, you bitch. We're going to find you and I personally am going to smash your fucking head in.
Ooh, chilling. Well, it would be if you could actually find me, of course.
Ugh. Oh, we found you, Jackie. We found your family history. We found your childhood. We found out all about how your mum couldn't cope with your dad shagging around. What a strong, independent woman she sounds like, by the way. Not just like her daughter. Can't hack it when things don't go her way. So she stuck a knife in her neck, and the world lost a coward and an orphanage gamed a little shit that no one wanted. Then you grew up and found Marcus, and he didn't want you either. Found himself a new... Ha!
That was a bit harsh, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, she's pissed me off.
I think I know where she could be.
What? Where?
If Tabram was killed in the same way she tried to kill Abeline, then she was the killer of PC Marcus Tabram.
Yeah, we figured that out, Henry. In fact, I figured that out. Hence why I just spoke to her on the bloody phone.
Yeah, come on, mate, keep up.
The case report says PC Tabram was called to the scene. He entered the house. She was already there.
So?
Well, so, whose house is it?
Detective Reed.
Yeah, you can drop the Detective Reed. Call me Edmund.
Okay. Edmund. Donna has sent this information over.
Priya, you can drop the Edmund. Call me Ed.
Ed?
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
I'm a little tired. I've got a slight headache, and I might just jump out of that window right there.
That's a picture of a street corner.
Is it? Christ, it's exceptionally well done.
What's wrong?
It's my hearing.
It seems like your eyesight?
No, my hearing. The PC Tabram hearing. I have to answer some questions there.
Oh, wow. Anything I can help with?
Nah, just... I'm just being a bit of a baby. I need to concentrate. Oh, there's a bloke at the window. Is he okay?
That's another picture.
Christ, I'm losing it, Priya. My nerves are shot to shite. I've had enough of this fucking job!
That was a window. Want to take your mind off the hearing?
Sure.
Abeline and the Chief Inspector discovered something.
Well, what is it?
Abeline's dad, they think, kept all this information on the Tavern killing.
Jesus. Did they send that over now?
Yeah. Will this compromise your hearing?
I hope not. Let's have a look.
They're on their way to the address where he was murdered. It was Jackie.
He was a Jackie victim?
Yep. The very first one. But it gets more interesting. It seems like it was an act of passion. Look, they were together.
Jesus. Frontal attack, very clumsy. She certainly learned her lessons from this and changed her style.
Why do you say that?
It's messy. Blood would have gone everywhere, all over her. I mean, it did go everywhere. I was there.
Do you remember anything unusual about the crime scene?
Apart from the dead officer on the floor, no, I... They never located the owner.
Of the house?
No.
That's because it's Jackie's house.
No, it wasn't.
What do you mean? She got him to come round. She tricked him.
It was a call-out. A domestic disturbance.
Yeah, but she used her own address.
If he was dating her, he would have known her address.
Oh.
I don't think Marcus Tabram was her very first victim, Priya. I don't even think Marcus Tabram was her very first victim that night.
Hello?
Hey, shut up.
Well, I'm just checking if somebody's in. Polite thing to do.
Keep your mouth shut. That's the polite thing to do. It means I won't get stabbed to death. She could be in here. Something stinks.
Oh, I've had 2 hours sleep and I had to use Jackie's roll-on deodorant.
No. Smell that.
Oh, God. Oh, you're right. Oh, I don't think anybody has lived here for a long time, Donna.
No signs of life. Only death.
See all the pictures on the walls. Who is this guy?
The actual owner, I'd say.
Hey, hello there, my furry friend. Ooh, aren't you just the cuddliest, waddliest?
Don't do that.
Do what? Be affectionate? Is that not allowed for an officer of the law?
Well, we all know where being affectionate got you last time.
Oh, we're going to do this again, are we?
Nope.
Don't.
Don't what?
Giving me that look like you're about to call me a dickhead. Again.
You said it, not me. What's it doing?
Scratching its arse. Probably got worms.
It's scratching the floor.
You think something's down there?
Only one way to find out.
Look, I'm not really that good at DIY.
I'm not asking you to lay a floor. I'm asking you to tear it up.
Again, I'd probably need tools. Yeah, I mean, you'll need a crowbar to get under it, and that's after you found a seal. Signs of rising damp there. Yep, it's a big job, love.
I'll do it, for God's sake.
Well, if you're going to be like that, I'll do it.
Out the way.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Oh, I think we found the homeowner. She killed this guy. Took his house.
Yeah, to lure in PC Tabram.
If they were together for months and months, she would have known about Marcus's shifts. What area he was in, she would have known about the stab vest and equipment issues.
So she set a trap. Oh, God, there's something else under here, judging by the flies anyway.
Oh, now you've got DIY skills.
Ah, I see now what our furry friend was after.
Mice?
Nope. Dead cat. Sorry, buddy. Must have been a friend of yours, eh? Or arch nemesis. Never know. Weird like that, aren't they, cats? God, there might be another cat down here, you know?
So she hasn't grown out of killing cats after all.
Nor blokes, unfortunately. No signs of mutilation.
Not from here, anyway.
Anything in the Tabram report?
Not that I remember. Knob fully intact.
Bald?
2 of them.
Same for this guy. I think.
Have a look, then.
He's been dead for 18 months, Donna.
So?
So, I don't want to poke him around. He's all mushy and smelly.
I'll put that in my report, shall I? The lead detective felt the corpse was too mushy and smelly to investigate further.
Look, I can see a bulge in his trousers.
So that could just be a bit where the zipper folds and makes it look like all blokes have a bulge.
Fuck's sake. Right, okay, fine. I'm not touching him, though. Get me a stick.
Yeah, I'll just run and fetch a stick. Let me just get my collar and lead.
Just grab me anything.
Here.
Wooden spoon.
Yeah, fine, thank you. Okay, okie dokie. Right, let's see. Knob or no knob? Place your bets.
I'm going no knob.
Chief Inspector is going no knob. I am going knob. It's a boy!
Damn it.
Yeah, couple of balls there for good measure.
So this is killing for practical purposes.
So it would seem. This is business. Our other five were pleasure.
You know, I dealt with this guy once. He was addicted to porn.
Oh, yeah. How is Paul, by the way? Give him my regards.
Not my husband. I arrested a guy. Couple of date rapes.
Charming.
Anyway, he got a fairly light sentence. But had about a year in a facility to deal with his porn addiction.
Right.
He said in court that he was no longer attracted to the women in the videos. He had started watching as some guilty Christian. Seeing some tits bouncing around was the most thrilling thing imaginable. But it wasn't the girls turning him on. It was the deviance. The transgression. So each day, the bar would get higher. The threshold of what was turning him on, what got his juices flowing, would get more risky. Risky turned into twisted, twisted turned into sadistic. He argued he wasn't born evil, or a rapist or whatever, but his crime, the act of the date rape, was part of his addiction.
Yeah, but if you're addicted to being a dickhead, you're probably a dickhead.
But you see what I'm saying?
If you're suggesting that killing a bloke in his house, then murdering your boyfriend, who, by the way, is a police officer, is just risky.
No, the cats. The cats were risky. This guy and Tabram were in the twisted category. Then our five were evil.
So what next?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Donna and Fred have just called it in. A new body. Well, an old body that's new to us.
The owner of the house?
Yeah. Been under the floorboards this whole bloody time.
Yes, I've got it.
Got what?
CCTV.
From yesterday? Find where Jackie escaped Donna. It was Blenheim Apartments or something.
No, for PC Tabram.
Priya, that was ages ago. That's a closed case.
Not that closed if you're speaking at an inquiry about it this afternoon.
That's different.
Why is it different?
That inquiry is about policing, about, I don't know.
Corruption?
Yeah. Fuck it, play it.
Here's the camera right outside the house.
Yeah, that's Tabram going in. Poor guy.
In he goes.
Not really that captivating when all we've got is a view outside the house.
Just hold on.
What are you doing?
I'm fast-forwarding.
Why?
Oh, God.
Holy shite.
Note this down. A woman leaves the house at 3:48 a.m.
2 hours after the murder. What is she doing?
She's taking the police car.
Right, that's a crime. Switch it to the next camera. Follow it.
Okay, she turns onto Hanbury Street, then left onto Commercial Road.
Down to Aldgate East Station.
She's heading south.
Switch to the camera at Tower Hill.
This one?
There she is. She's heading towards the river.
Where is she going?
The Hunterian Museum is a museum of anatomy in London, located right here in the Royal College of Surgeons, founded on the work of renowned surgeon John Hunter. The museum boasts an unrivaled collection of pathological...
Feeling inspired yet?
No. Nope. Maybe I need a boost.
You're doing a great job. You should be really proud of yourself. Really.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Fine. Jeez, I thought you needed a boost.
Oh, I meant the chocolate bar, for God's sake.
Christ, Freddy.
It's a vending machine right here. You want anything?
No, I'll focus on doing my job, if that's all right with you.
Just have a time out.
Okay. Oh, I'm so tense. My teeth are clenched, like, all the time.
Is that a yes to the timeout? There's only one left. You thought I meant...
Please, 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 shut up about bloody chocolate, Freddy. Please. Do they have any curly whirlies?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not a leisure centre in the 90s. What? Oh, great. That's great. It's stuck now. That's cost me a quid, you know. This is such bollocks.
Can we leave, please? We need to get back to the station.
There they are, look. Ripperologists.
Oh, aye.
They obviously don't buy the Georgie angle.
Why do you say that?
Well, they're still here, aren't they? Meeting up, talking bollocks, speculating about stuff they don't understand.
Maybe they just like the sense of community. Connecting with one another probably meant more to them than they realise. They just thought that what they were enjoying was chasing Jackie. When in truth, what they really wanted was human connection. Like all conspiracy groups, cults, religions.
Nah, they're just weirdos.
Right, fine, whatever, I'm going.
Donna, please, there is something about this place. Please, just give me a second.
For what, Freddy?
I don't know yet, but everything comes back to this place. I said it before, and I was right. Royal College of Surgeons, it says it right there on the wall. John Hunter, Jill Hunter, just trust me, we're not done here. I can feel it.
You can feel him.
So what? It helps me.
I'm sad for you, Freddy, I am, mate, but it's not all about you. I know she made you feel like it was, but it's not. We're all tied up in this. None more so than me, okay?
Donna, please.
I'm sorry, Freddy. I think maybe I need to just surrender this over to the Met.
She's still driving down the embankment.
Yeah.
Switch camera.
Switching camera.
Where are we now?
Near Embankment Tube on a Hungerford Bridge camera.
Heading west, Hungerford Bridge on the river.
What the fuck?
What is it?
She's gone.
What?
The next camera. She's not... She doesn't come out on the other side.
What do you mean?
I mean, I select this camera. She should carry on down the street, but she doesn't.
Check any of the side streets. Horse Guards Avenue?
Checking... No. Nothing.
Okay. Richmond Terrace.
Richmond Terrace. Got a camera here. Ah! There she is.
She's turning into a car park. What building is that?
Good God.
What?
That's New Scotland Yard. Home of the Metropolitan Police.
We're not surrendering anything over to the Met.
Then what are we doing, Freddy? We're just emboldening her to kill again and again.
Donna, it's here. It's something about this place. I know it.
You don't know it.
I do.
Then you do you, Freddy. I'll do what's best for my officers and the public.
No, Donna.
I'm calling Sir Charles and the Home Secretary.
Please don't go.
Bye, Freddy.
Swanson.
Hey, look, I think we need a meeting or something.
I'm at the inquiry all afternoon.
It's about the case.
The museum boasts an unrivaled collection of...
Sorry, I'll call you back.
Swanson?
...human and non-human body parts and organs. Since the 17th century, the work of John Hunter and his findings have been on display to the public, informing visitors of how the human body lives and dies.
Excuse me.
Hi, do you need a map of the museum?
No, who is that?
Vet John Hunter. He was a surgeon in
the... No. The person in the video. The info thingy.
I don't know.
Could you grab your manager a sec? Freddy! Hey, Freddy!
Shh!
You fucking shh! Fuck off. Freddy!
What is it?
Come here.
What? What's going on?
Look at that.
Yeah, I know. They have it on a loop. It drives me mad.
No, look at her. Listen to her.
The museum boasts an unrivaled collection of pathological specimens consisting of human and non-human body parts and organs. Since the 17th century, the work of John Hunter and his findings have been on display to the public, informing visitors of how the human body lives and dies.
Oh, I told you. I bloody told you.
What?
I said it all comes back to this place.
I discovered it, Freddy.
I knew it!
Except you didn't, because I spotted it. And you've walked past this thing every day for 3 months.
Can I help?
Who is this?
That's just a media installation we made here. It's not a famous actor or anything.
Who's the actor you used?
It's just from the girl upstairs.
The girl upstairs?
Sandra, who's the girl that works upstairs?
The assistant curator. That's Jacqueline.
Yes, that's it. She puts all this sort of thing together. She's very talented.
Is she working today?
Yeah, I just saw her.
Evacuate the museum immediately and then lock every door. Do you understand me?
What's going on?
I said, do you understand me?
Yes, I... Right. Okay.
Oh, and that vending machine stole my money. This place owes me a quid. Do you understand me?
Freddy!
All right, fine. Chief Inspector Swanson, are you with me?
I'm with you, Detective Aberlane.
Let's go.
Jackie the Ripper starred Paul Waggett as Freddy Aberline, Jennifer Tierney as Donna Swanson, Akushla Tarakupe as Jill Hunter, Adam Jarrell as Henry Smith, John Brunock as Edmund Reed, Amina Karoma as Alyssa Helson,
Marta De Silva as Georgie Baxter Phillips, Kareem Confley as Sir Charles Warren, Narlan Burgess as Priya Campbell, and Ant McGinley as Jonas Meisen. Jackie the Ripper was written by Joel Emery and directed by Adam Jarrell. This series was produced by Holy Smokes in association with Stack. For more information, follow at Jackie Ripper Pod on Twitter.
Jackie the Ripper is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster, Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.